Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants launched two chemical attacks near the northern city of Kirkuk, killing a three-year-old girl, wounding 600 others, causing hundreds more to flee. The latest attack took place in the town of Taza, which was also struck by a barrage of rockets carrying chemicals 3 days earlier. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi vowed to retaliate against the Islamic State for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.N.-sponsored peace talks on Syria should go ahead as planned tomorrow, despite what he called perceived truce violations by the Syrian government. Meantime, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim says the Syrian government remains committed to the ceasefire agreement, but its delegation to the peace talks will only wait 24 hours for the opposition delegation to arrive for the talks. The spokesman for Angola's main opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says a majority of Angolans are skeptical about President Eduardo dos Santos's pronouncement that he will not seek a re-election from after his term expires in 2017. He's been in power for the last 37 years and has given no explanation behind his decision to quit national politics. UNITA spokesman Alcides Sakala says it appears the announcement is a calculated attempt by Dos Santos to divert the public's attention from what he says has been a dismal performance of the economy and of the government. This is VOA News.